But going back to the Falcons, the expectation versus reality. Expectations are this is a winnable football game. And I say this for a couple of reasons. A, Green Bay is struggling. And the changing coach aspect, the fact that you go out and, you know, you fire one of your coaches for what he says about Aaron Rodgers. You wonder, is Winston Moss's tweet more pointed at what's going on there? Was Aaron Rodgers given a lot of preferential treatment? Could Mike McCarthy control him? All of that good stuff. I think that was part of the equation that you look at with that. And then the second thing, Green Bay's just not very good defensively. Think about the teams that we have struggled with this year. It's been big physical defensive teams. Green Bay, they try to be big and physical. They're just not all that talented. And I think Matt Ryan can go up there and have a nice game.
Well, we have owned Green Bay in recent meetings, and there's been a lot more at stake in those recent meetings than there is for this one for both teams. As you know, these teams recently have been legitimate contenders, but we have kind of sort of owned Green Bay. We have noticed that trend. You as Falcons fans have watched that trend, and I hope it continues. But it's like, who's got their ish together more for this game? Both teams are under siege. Both teams have a ton of adversity going on. Both teams, really, John, are still dealing with the mourning of their season dying.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, just recently, last week, Green Bay's loss to Arizona was the death knell. Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah.
See ya. And last week's loss for us to the Ravens was our death knell. Bye-bye. See ya. And so, you know, both teams just had that death game. And so how do you respond from that? Are you a zombie out there? Or you go out there with P&V and you get it done? There is a note from the Packers. They placed cornerback Kevin King on injured reserve with a hamstring injury. That is helpful for us as we try to pass the ball and move the ball against the Green Bay Packers. But, John, this whole topic has forced me to be very cynical.
Okay.
So let's do the yin and the yang. I'm just going to run it down here. What do you want to see versus what do you think will happen? What I want to see is us to protect Matt Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
What I see happening is them sacking him three times. I want us to pressure Aaron Rodgers. What I see happening is 250-plus yards and two or three touchdown passes from 12. I want Julio to have a big day, as he has had historically against Green Bay. I worry that he'll be a decoy. I want Tevin Coleman to have 80-plus rushing yards. Not too much to ask, right? 80,
no,
80 yards?
Not too bad.
From a starting running back? Well, I fear that he will be below 50 again. I want Vic Beasley, our guy, to have two sacks. What do I think will happen? He'll have none. I want Sark to be a creative play caller. Dan Quinn keeps saying, play actions, boots. I want Ryan on the run, throw him. I want sass. I want reverses. I want jet sweeps. I want different stuff. Okay, that's what I want. What is actually going to happen, John, is probably Ito Smith running behind Alex Mack on third and fourth and short. And lastly, I want Calvin Ridley to have a clean sheet. That's what I want to see. What we're probably going to see is another drop or a fumble from the Rook, who Trey Young just talked about hitting the rookie wall. Did you see that quote?
Mm-hmm.
And Dave Archer talked about with us on Wednesday about maybe Ridley's hitting a little bit of that rookie wall. I'm buying it. The concentration's just not there. These are mental errors from Calvin Ridley. And that tells me Johnny's mentally fatigued because he hasn't had to grind like this ever in his life. And obviously you grind at Alabama, but it's not like grinding in the NFL, right? So that's what I want to see. Versus what I think will happen.
A couple of things that I'll take from there. First of all, I do think Julio will have a big game. It's just something with Green Bay. The last time we played him was 9 catches, 180 yards, and a couple of touchdowns. I mentioned he had 259 on a Monday night up there a couple of years ago when it was ice cold and snowing and everything else. What I want to see in this game is a shootout. I would like to see Matt Ryan and Aaron Rodgers go toe-to-toe. What do I expect to see in this game? A shootout. I think these offenses will come to play. You look at Green Bay defensively, they're actually pretty good statistically against the pass. They give up a ton of yards on the ground, 25th in the league, giving up almost 128 yards on the ground. They're 13th overall defensively. They don't run it particularly well, which kind of plays into the Falcons' line of sight because we've had some problems, and Dan Quinn called out the defensive line. What I want to see is the defense hold them under 100 yards rushing. What I expect to see, probably about 125 to 130 yards on the ground. What I would like to see defensively is two or more turnovers against Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. The expectation for me is only going to happen if they fumble the football. I don't know how many picks you get off Aaron Rodgers. He's not a guy that turns the ball over specifically a whole much. You know, he's just somebody that takes care of the football. He always has.
You're right about that. However, he's had more bad throws this year than I think I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And it's receivers being young and green. It's him being hindered by the knee injury that he suffered earlier this year. And for you on Julio Jones, I want Julio to have to just tilt the machine and have a monster game and all that stuff. But the Green Bay Packers, John, are third in sacks in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Pittsburgh number one at 41, Kansas City number two at 39, then Green Bay and Arizona are tied with 38 sacks apiece. They have guys that can get after the quarterback. They've got this guy, what's it, Fackrell.
Oh, yeah.
Good player.
Yeah.
He is always around the quarterback. Obviously, you have Clay
Effort
Matthews.
Effort guy, energy guy. He's gritty. He's good. He's
yeah, they
a gym
got this
rat.
Guy Martinez, too. You're going to hear his name a lot. He's a big-time tag. Green Bay's defense is okay. It doesn't suck. And 38 sacks. Well, what do we really struggle at right now? Protecting Matt Ryan. And they're just going to be coming and coming and coming after him. So will the offensive line protect Matt Ryan to the point where Julio can have that big